Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yesterday, 26 devotees came from Taiwan. So, for them, we have a special arrangement today. Give her a microphone. So, the class will be simultaneously, not simultaneously, sentence by sentence translated. So we can listen to the class in English and in Taiwan. And the boys, yeah, they can all sit together. No, they can sit together. It's whatever. Since they're sitting there, let them sit. So first of all, we are very happy that all these devotees came from Taiwan, led by Eka Chakra Prabhu and Janava Devi Dasi. And actually Eka Chakra and Janava came here about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. Oh, this is the third time. Yeah, and we can see that they have fallen in love with each other. So they are very nice that they brought all these wonderful devotees. And recently many devotees also came from different other parts of the world. And I'm just seeing that Cleo also just arrived. When did you come? Just this morning? Did the devotees knew that you were coming? Did the devotees know that you were coming? Or say somebody picked you up. So, okay, let us greet all the devotees with, oh, another devotee, Abhimanyu, also just came back. He didn't come from Italy, he just came from mine. And so we greet all the devotees who just came and those devotees who had already been here with our very loud and hearty Hari Bol. So, since there are quite a few new devotees here today, I thought instead of going through the chapter, the middle of the chapter, we'll just begin from the chapter that we are reading now, that is second canto, first chapter. Yesterday also I mentioned that this chapter is very important and very wonderful. So, what I'll do today is that because it's a very nice chapter, like we'll begin from the first verse and read through up to the 10th verse and then we'll recite the 10th verse together. Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of the Vedic scriptures. It is the topmost understanding of the Vedic wisdom. And the Bhagavatam has become so elaborately manifested through Srila Sukadeva Goswami.
而这个圣灵的奥坛它是由圣苏格雷斯狗妈咪的这样的一种奇异的方式出来的。
Sukadev Goswami is the son of that sage who divided the Vedas and who presented the Vedas in a very systematic way.
Sukadev Goswami is the
And at that time, the king of India was Parikshit Maharaj. And Parikshit Maharaj was cursed by a Brahmana boy that he would die within 7 days. So when Parikshit Maharaj got to know that he was going to leave his body in 7 days' time, he decided to prepare himself for death. Parikshit Maharaj left his kingdom and he went to the bank of the Ganges and he sat there to prepare himself to leave his body. When the news reached that the king was going to leave his body, all the great personalities from all over the planet came to that
And
at that time, Sukadev Goswami also arrived. He was a young boy, he was only about 16 years old. But he was completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So much so that he did not have any awareness of his own body. Therefore, he did not even feel like, he did not even cover his body. But he was an extremely beautiful boy, and when he arrived in that assembly, all the great personalities stood up, recognizing his exalted position. And Parikshit Maharaj also recognized the very, very exalted position of Sukadeva
Goswami.
And he fell at his feet and requested him to instruct him. He presented a few questions to him which ultimately indicate the real purpose of our existence.
他好像这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个
And in this chapter, Subhadra Goswami is answering those questions of
Parikshita.
So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. This is how this chapter begins. The first verse is
的开始。
The translation is, O my Lord, the all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. One must approach the transcendental topic by offering obeisances to the Supreme Personality of God.
人如果想要开始谈这个超然主义，必须首先要向至尊能够守神之地。
Because the transcendental topic can be understood only by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God.
因为只有至尊能够守神的能力，才能够让我们了解超然。
This transcendental subject matter is beyond our sense perception. This transcendental subject matter is beyond the ability of our mind and intelligence. It is the knowledge about another world which is not perceivable by our
senses.
Therefore, the only way to understand that subject is by the mercy of the
Lord.
We cannot approach that reality, but if the Lord becomes merciful upon us, then He can reveal that reality to us. Therefore, this subject matter must be approached with a humble state of mind, offering obeisances and submissively approaching the Supreme Personality. So, the verse 1, we will read onwards now. Shri Suka Uvacha Varyaneshate Prashna Krito Loka Hitam Nipa Atma Vitsam Mato Pumshan Shrota Pradi Surya Paraha. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, My dear King, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial to all kinds of people. The answer to this question is the prime subject matter for hearing and it is approved by all transcendentalists.
有圣苏格列的广德拉米说：“亲爱君王，你提的问题值得称赞，因为它能给所有准备的人带来极大利益。这个问题的答案不但是聆听的最佳主题，而且得到所有超然主义者的赞许。”
So here we can see that Sukadeva Goswami is appreciating Parikshit Maharaj's question.Actually, the best way to learn is through questions and answers. The student asks questions and the teacher answers, and in this way, the student learns.
学生呢提问题，老师回答问题，这样学生就可以学到知识。
And when the student asks some very nice questions, very intelligent questions, very relevant questions, then the teacher naturally becomes very enlightened.
那当这个学生问了一个特别好的问题，特别有智慧的回答，那老师自然而然就会得到这种激励，能够给予特别好的回答。
So we can see that Parikshit Maharaj's question enlightened Sukadeva Goswami very much, and that's why he is saying that your question are glorious.
所以我们可以看出，他仔细的描述他这个狗官里提出了很好的问题，非常具有启发性。就是他这个狗官里就说：“你提的问题值得称道。”
And this question is beneficial for all kinds of people.
而这个问题呢，是所有种类人带来极大的问题。
And the subject matter is.The answer to this question is the prime subject matter for hearing.
而这个问题的答案是聆听的最佳。
So our hearing faculty must be properly engaged in hearing about this most important topic, the topic about the Supreme Personality.
所以呢，我们这种聆听的感官应该用来去聆听这些最重要的主题，也就是有关这个人的内容。
The topic about our spiritual identity.
啊，就是我们这个有关灵性、灵修的主题。
The topic about the spiritual nature.
啊，有关这个灵性自然的主题。
So that's why this subject matter is so important.
这就是为什么
做
主题是那么的重要。
Text 2 Shrotavyadini Rajendra Nrinam Santi Sahasrata Apashyatam Atma Tattvam Griheshu Grihamedinam. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truthhave many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor.
译文：皇帝陛下，忙于物质事物的人对最高真理一无所知，所以才会去听人类社会中的许多话题。
So, Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj that.The people, those who are materially engaged, those who are materially engrossed, they are blind about the ultimate truth, Atma Tattva. So,
this
people, those who are materially engrossed, they are simply interested about sense gratification.And they do not try to understand the spiritual identity. They don't even understand that this body is alive because of the presence of the spirit soul.
他们甚至不了解说，这个身体之所以充满了活力，是因为有这个充满活力的灵魂在身体。
They are so absorbed in their sense gratification that they do not have any awareness or any understanding of the spiritual identity of every living being.
他们是那么沉迷感官享乐，因此根本就不了解，在所有的生物体当中是有了这个灵。
And that's what Sukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj, that those who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society.
正因为如此，说完这个，三明告诉三明四王说：“那些忙于物质事物，因为对最高的真理一无所知，因此才会去听那个人类社会当中各种各样的更多的话。”
They speak and hear about many different subjects besides the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
除了至尊歌手陈奎山以外，这样的话他们会听所有其他的各种各样的话，他们都听。
They have many questions. What's happening in Iran, Iraq today?
他们有很多问题。
Is America going to attack Iran?
啊，是不是那个美国要去攻击我们的伊拉克？
What did this movie star do?
啊，导演是他在说电影吗？电影是。
And what if the beauty queen had an affair with somebody else? What did you eat today? What will you eat tomorrow? How are your children doing? There are so many different topics to discuss. But they do not have any inclination to question about Krishna. They don't have any time or inclination to wonder, question, what's going to happen when they die. What to speak of what will happen when they die, they don't even question whether they're going to die someday. They think that they will live eternally. And they think that this world is a wonderful place to have sense gratification. And it's only a matter of making the right adjustment. The Indians are thinking, oh, Taiwan is such a beautiful country. If I go there, I'll have a beautiful life there. The Taiwanese people are thinking, oh, Europe is such a nice place. If I go there, my life will become perfect. And the Europeans are thinking that America is such a nice place. If I can go to America, my life will become perfect. And the Americans are thinking, oh, India is such a nice place. So this way, everyone is thinking that the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. No one is happy in his present situation. And he thinks, if I can place myself in that situation, then I'll become. But the real purpose of our existence is to inquire about the absolute truth. And the absolute truth is the truth, the knowledge about the spiritual reality. So then we'll go to the third verse. Nidraya hriyate naktam vyavayena chabavaya diva chakse haya rajan kutumba bharanena va. The lifetime of such an envious householder is passed at night either in sleeping or in sex indulgence, and in the daytime either in making money or maintaining family members. So people, those who are completely engrossed in materialistic way of life, they simply waste their time during the day and at night. Either indulging in sense gratification or making arrangements for sense gratification.
他们要么就是成名感官调动，要么就是后天安排才能够进行感官调动。
They are in this way, they're wasting this wonderful opportunity that they receive as a human being.
他们就是这样，就是浪费了自己得到了这么好的一个礼物，人生。
So next verse, text 4. Deha patya kalatra vishur Atma shanyesha saksati Tishan pramutta nihanam Pashyannati na pashyati. Persons devoid of Atma tattva do not inquire into the problems of life. Being too attached to the fallible soldiers like the body, children and wife, although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction.
既然有足够的体验，他们还是看不清，他们注定要毁灭。
Those who are devoid of Atma Tattva, transcendental knowledge, and completely engrossed in their endeavors for sense gratification, they do not inquire about the real problems of life.
那一个就是说完全没有临床知识的，只是对关于自己的物质感官享受的人，根本就不会去看什么生命问题。
They are either engaged in sense gratification or they are engaged in making arrangements for sense gratification.
他们要么就是忙于感官享受，要么就是在努力的做安排，然后进行感官享受。
And they are so illusioned that they do not have any inclination.To question about the real problems of life. What are the real problems of life? The real problems of life is our suffering condition. The real problem of life is death.Old age.
真正的问题就是生老病死。
And but they do not inquire about that. How to solve that problem?
但他们问怎么能才能解决这些问题吗？
They do not wonder that someday I'm going to die and what's going to happen to me at that time.
他们就不会去想想我有一天就会死，那然后到时候是有什么事情发生在我身上。
They're trying so hard to make all kinds of arrangements for their sense gratification, but they don't consider that when they die, they have to leave everything behind.
他们是这么的忙于进行，就是安排怎样一个感官上的，就不考虑一下，有一天他们就要离开所有，把所有东西都放弃，要离开这个世界。
So, Parikshit Sukadeva Goswami is informing Parikshit Maharaj about the condition of the conditioned soul.
So, Shivaji Goswami has to tell him that there is a self-centered state.
And when they are faced with the problems, they think that they will be able to solve the problem or they will be able to take care of the difficult situation either themselves.Or with their relatives and friends. But Srila Sukadeva Goswami is comparing these relatives and friends and other arrangements that we make for solving the problems are like fallible soldiers.
但是说到这个老方，你在这件事情告诉他的这个王子，这个亲戚啊，什么这些有关的人物，都是不可靠、靠近的战士。
Depending upon them is like depending upon the soldiers who are not going to win.
靠就是在那些个战士，那些战士根本不准备去打仗，或者根本打不赢仗的那些战士。
So inevitably they are going to be defeated. So why depend upon them?
所以最终他们就是会要被打败。既然这样，你为什么要依靠他们？
And then he's pointing out that although these people are sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction. Although we are seeing that so many people have died in the past, and so many people are dying at the present,And so many people, practically everybody will die in the future, but everyone thinks that I will continue to exist. Who
knows?
The next verse is Tasmad, the text 5, Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma.भगवान ईश्वरो हरि श्रोतव्य कीर्तितव्यश्च स्मर्तव्यश्चेच्च ताभयम् O descendant of King Bharat, one who desires to be free from all misery must hereabout glorify and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the super soul, the controller and the savior.From all
misery. So,
Sukadeva Goswami now is telling Parikshit Maharaj, whom he addressed as the descendant of Bharat.
现在说的这个班里是一代跟他这个新的王讲话，他是他这个新的王是巴拉的王的后裔。
A very eminent king in the past, after whom this land has been known as Bharatvarsha.
这位君王是曾经古代是特别有名的这个君王，是自从他统治了地球以后，这个地球被称为巴拉。
So Parikshit Maharaj.Is a descendant in that lineage.
那他的继王就是那一个君王的整个的传承后裔。
So, Parikshit Maharaj's father was Abhimanyu.
那他的继王的爸爸是阿比曼纽。
Abhimanyu's father was Arjuna.
阿比曼纽的爸爸是阿朱那。
Arjuna's father was Pandu.
阿朱那的父亲是潘多。
And Pandu's father was, his father was actually Vikshitavirya, but he was, his father was actually Vasudeva. Yeah, see, the Pandu died without any children.So then, Vasudev, who was his stepfather, and I'm sorry, Vichitravirya died without any children. So his stepbrother was Vasudev. So it is a custom that if the husband dies with the children, then the wife can look, you know, conceive to the brother.
对，那个潘度的那个父亲是这样，他是死了，他没有那个孩子。但是呢，在这个传统当中，如果那个死了没有孩子，他的弟弟兄弟们就可以跟他的妻子有这个关系，然后生孩子。所以真正潘度这个父亲是那个谁呀？
So Vichitravirya's father was Shakyamuni Shantanu.
那Vichitravirya的父亲是Shantanu。
So in this way, this line actually goes to the moon god.Whose name is Chandradev.
那这个整个这条线，这个是传统，就一直追溯到就是那个月亮神昌的这个月亮神。
So that's why it is called the Moon Dynasty.
所以它整个的这一个王朝叫做月亮王朝。
Chandravamsa.
也就是昌德王朝。
there are two Kshatriya, two prominent Kshatriya lines. One is coming from sun god Surya Dev, and the other is coming from the moon god Chandra Dev. So, in this way, we can also see that this Srimad Bhagavatam is not a fairy tale. Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the factual history. These are all historical anecdotes. These are historical narrations of illustrious personalities, those who have been illustrious in their devotion to the Lord. So, Sukadeva Goswami, therefore, is telling Parikshit Maharaj that one who desires to be free from all misery must hear about, glorify, and remember the personality of God. And that Supreme Personality of Godhead is the super soul of everyone. He is the super soul, he is the origin of all the souls, all the living beings. And as the super soul, he is present in everyone's heart. The unfortunate people do not believe in God. But actually, the Lord is present in everyone's heart. One may not believe in him, but he is in his heart also. Therefore, the intelligent thing to do is to recognize who the Lord is. Recognize our relationship with him. Recognize that he is our most benevolent well-wisher. And in order to remember him, we must always hear about him, speak about him, and remember
him.
Like here we are, all are sitting down. What we are doing, we are hearing about the Lord from the scripture, Srimad
Bhagavatam.
And after hearing about him, we speak about him. And we remember him and we meditate upon him. So that is how we must develop our awareness of the Supreme Personality of God. And if we remember him, if we develop our relationship with him, then all our miseries will be set.
Jai
Shri Krishna Balaram Ki. Jai Shri श्री राधा मनमोहन लवला विशाखा ने की जय श्री श्री गोविंदाय की जय एतावान् सांख्ययोगाभ्यां सधर्मं परिनिष्ठया जन्मलाभो परमपुंसां अन्ते नारायणस्मृति. The highest perfection of human life, achieved either by complete knowledge of matter or spirit, by practice of mystic power, or by perfect discharge of occupational duty, is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life.
我们无论是通过掌握物质及灵力的知识，通过内神通，还是通过完美无形慧定时刻，所达到的人生最高的完美境界，都是在人生结束时能记住人格所成。There
are various processes that lead us to spiritual understanding.
有很多的方法能够引导我们，最后能够具有这种灵性的理解。Those
processes are Sankhya, Yoga, and Varnashram Dharma, etc.
那这些方法、这些程序分别是数论，还有瑜伽、数论和瑜伽，还有那个社会的四阶层和灵性阶段是。And
Sukadeva Goswami is informing Parikshit Maharaj that all those processes have only one goal.
那这个说完这个总观，就告诉他的这些郎中，所有这些不同的程序，实际上最终都是达到一个目的，就是要认识至尊的本性。And
what is the goal? The goal is Ante Narayana Smriti. To remember Krishna Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, at the end of our life.
所有的程序其实最后都是目标，只有一个，那个目标是在人生结束时能够记住人格所成。So
all spiritual practices are actually leading us to that same ultimate consideration, that is to remember the Lord at the time of death.
所以实际上所有的灵修的法门程序，最后都是要让我们最终达到的根本，就是要在人生结束时能记住人格所成。So
the next verse takes 7. Kayena munayo rajan nidvitta vidhishethatah naivunnatha ramantisma gunam kathane hare. O King Parikshit, mainly the topmost transcendentalists who are above the regulative principles and restrictions take pleasure in describing the glories of the Lord.
他是尊敬的王啊，尽管有许多人描述至尊主的荣耀，但只有超越了规范人格建设的最杰出的超然主义者，靠描述至尊主的荣耀获得快乐。So
the ultimate goal of life is to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead at the time of death.
所以你的人生最高的目标，其实就是在人死亡的时候，能够记住我至尊人格所成。Therefore,
the most important occupation, the most important business, is to remind everybody to remember Krishna at the time.
所以我们人生要做的最重要的事情，就是要提醒所有人能够在这个时刻能够记住人格所成。
People do not know how to die. There are so many arrangements are going on in the name of art of living. Everyone is trying to learn the art of living. But the real business, the real goal is the art of dying.
但实际上，真正的目标是那个死亡的艺术。
to live, how to live, that's not a very important business.
实际上怎么活着并不是特别重要的。
The real business is to know how to die.
真正我们要做的是应该了解怎么样的死。
And if we know how to die, then our life becomes perfect.
如果我们能够知道自己能够怎么样去死的话，我们的人生会特别完美。
Therefore, the most important activity is to remind everybody how to die.
所以最重要的这个活着最重要要做的事情，应该要提醒所有人，到底怎么样去面对死亡。
And how to die?
那怎么死呢？
How should we die? At the time of death, we should be very careful who we are thinking about.
也就是说，在我们死的时候，我们应该特别的小心，到底我们那个时候是记得谁。
Because whoever we think of at the time of death, our next life, in our next life, we get that kind of problem.
因为如果我们在死的时候，我们记住的对象是什么，下一生的时候，我们就会到那个处境当中去。
If a man is very attached to his wife, and if he thinks of his wife at the time of death, he'll get a woman's body.
好，如果一个男人特别依恋自己的妻，然后在死亡的时候想的人就是他的妻子的话，下一生他会得到一个女人的身份。
And he'll become somebody else's wife.
好，他就会成为其他人的妻。
He thought of his wife. But he ended up becoming somebody else's wife. If someone is very attached to his dog and thinks about his dog at the time of death, he'll get a dog. If somebody is very attached to his house, then he can't be born as a house, but he can be born as a cockroach in that
house.
But if one thinks about Krishna at the time of death, then he will go back.
但是呢，如果一个人在死亡的时候能够想着至尊人的手轮Krishna，那他就能够到Krishna身边去。
And when you go back to Krishna, when you go back to the spiritual sky, then all our material problems will be solved forever.
那当我们回到Krishna身边，回到灵性的天空的时候，我们所有的物质问题。
That is why the most important business is to remember Krishna at the time of death.
所以说，这个人生最重要要做的事情，就是要怎么样使能够在死亡的时候能够记住至尊人的手臂Krishna。Now we go to the next verse, text 8。好，我们读第八节。Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Adhitavan Dvaparaho Pitur Daipayana Daham。
At the end of Dwapar Yuga, I studied this great supplement of Vedic literature named Srimad Bhagavatam, which is equal to all the Vedas from my father, Srila Dvaipayana, that day.
我学习了圣子国家法门，这里韦达文献的非凡普通文献，它等同于所有的韦达经。
So now Sukadeva Goswami is telling Parikshit Maharaj how he received this knowledge.这个时候，这个Sukadeva Goswami就在告诉他，他是怎样得到这个知识的。He received this knowledge from his father that day.
啊，他是从他的父亲马斯内达那。
When Dwapar Yuga ended and Kali Yuga began,
that's that.
So at the end of Dwapar Yuga, just before Kali Yuga was about to begin, Sukadev Goswami received his transcendental knowledge from his father.
所以就是在这个Dwapar年代结束，而他明白刚刚开始的时候，那个苏格列佛万祖从他的父亲底下，他在得到超乎知识。And
it has been described that this scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, is equal to all the Vedic
scriptures.
Meaning, this is the essence of all the Vedic
scriptures.
Now we go to the next verse, text 9. Parinishthito vinayunya uttama shloka lilaya grihita cheta rajarshe akhyanam jata adhitavan. O saintly king, I was certainly situated perfectly in transcendence, yet I was still attracted by the delineation of the pastimes of the Lord, who is described by enlightened verses.
圣子的君王啊，我虽然无以完美的处在超然的境界中，但还是受至尊的娱乐活动吸引，所有启发人心的事都描述他。So
here, Sukadeva Goswami is admitting that although he was situated in a liberated state,
这个苏格列佛在这里承认说，尽管他已经处在解脱的状态中，But
still he became attracted to the activities of the Supreme Personality of God.
但是呢，他还是受至尊的那个守神的娱乐活动的吸引。So
this is how it is described that beyond the liberation stage is the activities of the Supreme Personality of God.
所以这就是经典所描述的，实际上在解脱的那个状态之上，还有至尊能够守的那些娱乐活动的境界。And
it also makes one point clear that the liberated state or the spiritual world is not void or impersonal.
这也就是指明了一点非常清楚的，就是在解脱的状态中，在这个灵性的超然世界，并不是一团虚无或者是没有灵魂特征的。Spiritual
world is full of activity.
灵性世界里是充满了各种各样的活动。The
activities of the Lord and His devotees.
是有至尊人的那些活动，还有他奉献者所做的活动。And
those activities are full of joy.
而所有这些活动都是充满快乐。Those
activities are the source of joy.
啊，这些活动都是灵魂的那种快乐、喜悦。And
that's why they are so attractive that even a liberated soul becomes attracted to those activities.
正因为如此，他们是那么的具有吸引力，就连解脱的人都受到吸引。
So, I thought that I'll come to the text, verse 10, and then we'll recite the verse, but it's already 8:45, so I will stop the class now, and we'll discuss that verse tomorrow.
那本来我以为我们讲到第十节时，但是现在已经是8:45了，所以我现在结束，明天我再来讲第十节时。So,
does anybody have any question?
大家有什么问题吗？Yes,
Sitaram. So we must consider that Lord Brahma actually engaged in enlightenment, he engaged in. I mean, we cannot enjoy the illusion without him having created the proclivity to enjoy the illusion. Can one of them is the God's place for the lesson we are in?
I didn't get that. I'll still say it again.
When Brahma before creation began, when Brahma created the five nascent creatures, I think the propensity for us to enjoy the illusory concept of ourselves.
What are those five nascent activities?
One of them, the primary one, is that we can believe ourselves to enjoy ourselves as a body. And then there's another one where the illusion is that the sort of propensity to cheat, etc. There's five of them, but I remember the main one is that we can actually not enjoy the illusion without Rama creating the propensity for us to enjoy the illusion in that way.
Maybe we can discuss it on when, with the topic in, you know, reading from the version, because I can't really relate to that, so it's difficult to answer. Yes. Yeah, Prema Sindhu, give him the mic. Sitaram doesn't need a mic, but everybody else does.
You mentioned that Sukadev Goswami is a degraded soul, but still being attracted. So, what exactly do we understand that he's liberated? Is it that he's grown, realized, or is that understanding?
Yeah. There are two types of liberation. One is impersonal liberation, and the other is the personal liberation.
那么二就回答就是说，这个解脱分两种，一种是不具人格特征的解脱，一种是人格解脱。
And the personal liberation is four kinds.
啊，那个 personal liberation, 反而。Personal liberation. 那人格性的解脱。
Impersonal liberation, and then there are four types of personal liberation.
所以一种解脱是。
Actually, Sukadeva Goswami initially was Brahman realized or impersonal. He had the realization of the Lord's energy. But he was not aware of the Lord's personality. But upon hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from his father, he became aware of the personality of God.
但是后来他从他父亲那里聆听了圣典国家宝坛以后，他才认识到至尊人格所持的人格特性的那一部分。
Any other question?
还有其他问题吗？还有什么？ The person form and features of the Lord are superior to the impersonal features. So, why do you find that in the Upanishads, the majority of the portion of the description is on the impersonal features than the personal features? Could you explain?
他在讲说那个至尊主是有人格特性部分，也有人格特性的一些部分。那当然人格特性部分高于非人格性的部分，但是为什么很多很多的奥义书啊，这给大家理解，它主要谈论的都是这个至尊主的非人格性部分，所以要他解释一下。There are different levels of education.
啊，这个教育是分很多等级的。
Or there are different levels of information. At a lower grade, you have lower grade of information, and at a higher grade, you have higher information. Like for example, in school mathematics, you learn addition, subtraction. Then you go higher, you learn algebra. Then you go higher, you learn trigonometry, calculus, statistics.
意思就是说，在小学的时候学一门小学的知识，中学的时候学中学的知识，到大学的时候学大学的知识，一样。Similarly,
the spiritual knowledge also has different levels.那同样的灵性的知识也是分不同的层次。The initial level of spiritual information are
impersonal.啊，这个灵性的知识最开始的初级阶段都是非人格特性的知识。It
is like you go beyond material nature, then you become aware of the spiritual reality.
也就是说，当你超越了这种物质的这种存在的时候，你就开始认识到灵性的真实的这个内容。So
when you get information of the spiritual reality, you do not get the details of the spiritual reality. You just get a vague understanding of the spiritual.
那在那个初级阶段的时候，你得到的不是说很多很多更详细的内容，你只是了解的大概，所以有关这个至尊，有这个非人格特性的。But
then you go higher and enter into the spiritual nature, and there you see there's so many varieties, so many individuals, so many activities.
但是呢，当你是在上升一个层面的时候，你真正进入灵性的自然的时候，就会发现哇，里面有那么多多种多样的一些活动啊，那么多样化的内容。So
basic Upanishads are dealing with the preliminary information of the spiritual
nature.所以呢，奥义书大概讲的其实都是有关灵性的内容的最基本的知识。
But when you go into a higher level of Upanishads, like Isho Upanishad, Gita Upanishad, then you get all that.
但是当你再上升一个层面的时候，开始学习那个至尊奥义书，还有国家梵书这些等等这些知识的时候，你就会得到更多的灵性知识的内容。
Hare Krishna, any question from Taiwan?
He asked the four types of personalities.
Oh, very good, very good.
Which four?
Yeah. The four types of personal liberation are known as Sarupya, Samipya, Salakya, and Shashi.
那这个四种解脱，
Sarupya, Samipya, Salakya, and Shashi. Sarupya means to get the same kind of form, same kind of body as the Lord.
那个Sarupya那个解脱，意思就是说，当解脱以后，你得到跟基本上至尊体的那个身体的特征、外形一样的身体。The
Samipya liberation is having the opportunity to be very close to the
Lord.那Sarupya解脱呢，就是说，当得到那种解脱，你可以得到跟至尊体很近的进行交往的关系解脱。Sarupya
liberation indicates to reside on the same planet with the Lord.然后第二个解脱就是说，意思就是说你住在至尊主有住的那个星球上，跟他住在一个星球上。And Shashi is having the same kind of power as the
Lord.Shashi的解脱就是说，你得到那种解脱，你会得到像至尊主一样的那种强大的。So
these are the five types of personal. Four types.
这个就是四种那个人格特质的解脱啊，Buddha。Buddha.
Well, these liberations are awarded by the Lord.
啊，这他说这些的解脱都是由至尊主赐予的。
So whoever the Lord will give, you. It will be up to the Lord to decide. Like a man may have many servants, but he decides who will do what. Who will do what?
对，你讲这个人不是主人，他有可能有很多仆人，但是他会决定哪一个仆人做什么事，或者怎样服务。
The servant cannot say, "I want you to do only this service."
刚才你讲的这个问题，我们本来还没有完全确认他能不能到我的门口，我至于神想和那个神，我们是不是？
Okay, Hare Krishna, all glory to Krishna. Go to Premanandi and thank you very much, Janava. Everybody can see what a wonderful translator Janava is. Taiwanese Hare Krishna devotees sing. Srila Prabhupada.